Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing entrepreneurship isn't always a straight line to get to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis.
It feels so good to be back. As you may have noticed, especially those who subscribe to the Messy Mind Podcast, I took a break, a much needed break to reset, recalibrate, and really determine my next steps as it relates to this podcast. More than that, it has been a very busy few months, and it continues to be busy for myself and my husband and just my family as a whole. But I decided to take a few moments and get back on these airwaves in order to record the last episode of the season. So I appreciate you dialing in, tuning in, listening in. And I ask that you take a couple of moments to sit back, relax, and listen to, again, the last episode of season 2. Our 15-year-old daughter is definitely cut from her father. She has so many business ideas, and I am such a nerd when it comes to business and supporting entrepreneurs, so I'm always ready to give her a listening ear as it relates to starting a business. So our 15-year-old daughter, Logan, wants to start a business after identifying a need and experiencing frustration in attempting to find something that she could not at the time. She is ready to launch her website and sell her products, so she thinks. However, it's important that I let her know that it does not happen that fast, baby girl. When I started to talk to her about the product breakdown, not from a launch go-to-market perspective, a lot of information out there really directs people to this type of information, but from a cost of goods sold formula perspective. So we sat down and I started to ask her the following. What will it take to make your product? What are the specific ingredients? I mean, name them all, write them down along with the measurements. How much of this? How much of that? How much does each ingredient cost? How much time does it take to make the product? What is the packaging? How much does the packaging cost? Name all the elements along with the cost of each element. How will you ship the product? And these are just a few questions that I started to ask her. And as you can imagine, enter deer in headlights here. Logan is so creative and she wants to experiment with all different types of recipes and ingredients for the product that she wants to go to market with. And while we are, my husband and I, are encouraging her creativity, she must understand that these elements are critical even before we think about launching the website. However, I wanted her to understand that it's time to take a step back to the basics. So when your children want to launch a business, as parents who are entrepreneurs, we really do have a bit of an advantage. Because we have experience with the ebbs and flows and trials and errors of running a business, or two, or three, or four, we can provide Logan and also our son, if he'd like to start a business in the future, with a blueprint. So really a blueprint of understanding why you want to have this business. How do you want to run this business? And where do you see this business in the next 1, 2, or 3 years? Yes, I've heard and I've seen you must have a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan. For us, we take it year by year. There are times in which we even break it down in 6-month increments. So I ask, what is your blueprint? Do you have a blueprint as an entrepreneur, as a business owner? Do you have a blueprint that you can provide to your children if they would like to start a business? A blueprint on all aspects of a business, which should include, depending upon the business, the vision, the mission, hiring, operations, production, distribution, marketing, advertising, financials, customer service, sales, costing, all the things that my husband and I never had, but by the grace of God, we did gain that experience again through trial and error that we can pass on to our children. So I ask you, if someone you know, especially your children, want to start a business, what type of blueprint are you going to provide to them? Even though episode 11 is the last episode of season 2, it doesn't mean that the Messy Mind podcast isn't coming back. We are going to return. So make sure that you keep your notifications on. Season 3, episode 1 is scheduled to drop January 2022, and I cannot wait to return. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcast or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness of entrepreneurship. It can lead to your light bulb moments.